Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Cancer Moonshot announcement was released with much fanfare about a year ago. Then Vice President Joe Biden made a passionate appeal to speed up research, get rid of red tape, and find a cure for cancer as we know it. Wednesday, the American Cancer Society Action Network held a panel discussion to highlight some accomplishments in the first year. Kara Hetland is director of SDPB Radio and the host of In the Moment's Innovation. She was at the panel discussion. She joins us in our studios in Vermilion now. Hey, Kara, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
A big day. Before we look forward, let's look back, because I remember the innovation show that you did so clearly with the Cancer Moonshot. It was a driveway moment for me. For those who didn't get to hear it, remind us of what the original goals of the Cancer Moonshot were.
You know, accelerate cancer research. Every minute counts. I mean, the vice president was very adamant. Every day, every hour, every minute matters when you're a cancer patient. And so really pushing that let's accelerate research, let's make more therapies available to more patients, let's improve ability to prevent and detect cancer earlier. Let's figure this out. And, you know, the moonshot is all about, you know, if we could put a man on the moon, we should be able to cure cancer and we should be able to do it faster. Right now, bench to patient in a medication is 17 years.
Wow.
Okay, 17 years. So they want to, you know, tighten that up.
We can do better.
Speed that up. We can do better.
All right. So a year, it's time for an update. We're in Sioux Falls. Who's on the panel and what are the topics covered? Where do you want to start?
You know, they had representatives from both Avera and Sanford on the panel, along with somebody from the American Cancer Society, one of the vice presidents. They all had their agenda item to talk about. So we'll start with Dr. Benjamin Solomon. He's an oncologist with Avera. He's Avera chose to join a national collaboration called WIN. It's the WIN Consortium in Personalized Cancer Medicine, and WIN stands for Worldwide Innovative Networking Consortium. He said that it feels like momentum is building in this first year of the Cancer Moonshot, and that research dollars are available. And he personally is working on research that's a drug combination and has a clinical trial. What Dr. Solomon really said was that, you know, it's an opportunity right now to take what we know about cancer care and then build upon that for the betterment of the patient who is hopefully on the trial. And really, it's looking towards the future. Patients in clinical trials looking towards the future. And he says that Moonshot emphasizes more about sharing data, that we can have a more organized approach rather than multiple institutions running in multiple directions.
Let's talk a little bit about sharing those trials. My brother is a cancer patient. I think that's no secret. I've shared that before. There's a trial he could participate in. He'd have to go to Bethesda. For it. Meanwhile, he's in daily radiation in Minneapolis. This is, you know, a major metropolitan area.
How do you work
area
together?
That's not even rural South Dakota. That's a big city like Minnesota. So what about these clinical trials, and how do we get more people to benefit from them?
Well, according to Dr. Stephen Powell, who's an oncologist with Sanford, it's bringing those trials to the rural areas. Okay. Stephen Powell says that Sanford participates in Cancer Breakthrough 2020 and has several clinical trial opportunities, from breast cancer to head and neck cancer studies. And Dr. Powell talks a lot about the need for more trials to be available in the rural areas.
85% of cancer patients are treated in places like Sioux Falls in community cancer programs, but only about 5% of patients ever get a chance to go on a clinical trial. So the only way we're going to improve our clinical trial options and enrollment is to bring these to the patients. And that's something that hasn't traditionally been done very well. And I'm hoping the Moonshot brings down those barriers to help us do more of that.
You know, he really emphasized that numbers of participants shouldn't matter in a study. If you have two in South Dakota, you should still get that medication to South Dakota to participate. Numbers shouldn't matter. You should really focus on where the patients are.
I talked to Dr. Julie Ryland from Avera yesterday on the program about cancer research, breast cancer research, all kinds of things that patients might not even know. Is that something that they're sort of talking about? And how do, you know, really getting that information to patients? And then how are patients responding to some of what we're hearing on the Cancer Moonshot?
Okay, so 9 out of 10 patients really aren't prepared to hear the diagnosis that they have cancer in the first place, right? So patients need to own it just a little bit too, and figure out what their options are, and not just follow the protocol that may be set here. To really look at the big picture and really ask hard questions of your oncologist. So I have a friend who is a cancer survivor and a cancer patient. His name is Matt Ellefson. He's been on Innovation before. In 2009, Matt was diagnosed with lung cancer and was given 8 months to live. He has had 6 recurrences in these last 8 years, and he's been on 3 clinical trial drugs. This is all Matt Ellefson driven. Matt Ellefson really pushed and did the research to get the kind of treatment that he wanted so he could live, okay? So he says that it's really easy to get excited about research and research dollars, but keep in mind, he said, that 1,600 people die every day from cancer. That would equal 7 planes crashing every day.
It's great to hear these numbers and statistics that they report to us, that it keeps getting better, but, you know, it's just still not good enough. It's not solved. Better is not good enough to somebody that's living with the disease. You know, we want to live. We want to live a long time.
You know, and Matt says that the problem is that some scientists hold that research too tightly to their chest, that they don't share. And he says that there's an example right here in Sioux Falls.
They talked about the collaboration they're doing on a national level and even on a global level, but their cancer centers are about 12 blocks apart and they don't collaborate with each other. And so in a city of Sioux Falls, wouldn't it be great if they all got together and said, let's have this divide and conquer approach, and Sanford, you focus on breast cancer, and Avera, you focus on lung cancer, or, you know, whatever it is, but they divide certain tumor types and focus on those very hard and share resources.
Powerful words.
Powerful words.
Someone who lives with this, yeah.
And that leads to other problems. I mean, there's other problems like insurance and not doing, you know, and the whole overall healthcare bill and the status of healthcare in our society. But Matt's point is, look, the patients shouldn't have to suffer because of the politics around healthcare.
All right, so let's finish up with screening, because that's where it all begins. Was that something that folks are really focused on at the Cancer Moonshot? And how much, let me ask it this way, how much is screening, and are we part of the Moonshot and solving the problem by getting the screenings that we're supposed to be getting?
So a vice president from the American Cancer Society was there. Dr. Durango Brooks is his name, and he is all about their effort to increase screening for colorectal cancer. There you go. Thank you. Colonoscopies is what we're talking about. The goal is to have 80% of the population screened by 2018. So I said to him, it's easier for, there's a thing on Facebook to put a red heart on your wall, and that's it. And that signifies, that's women talking to women about breast cancer and to make sure you schedule your mammogram, right? Mm-hmm. I said to him, what kind of social media thing can you do to talk about colon cancer?
I will say that I've seen more than one message with colorectal cancer screening accompanied by the poop emoji. Everybody poops, but people don't want to talk about it. So getting people over that barrier, that that discomfort associated with talking about their colon. Again, the fact that we can actually prevent the disease through the screening test is a huge advantage. And unfortunately, right now, about one out of three people who should be screened aren't getting screened.